As the beloved Lord, the Mahachauhan, speaks his heart to us, we offer him our love, our gratitude, our eternal adoration. And may we forever stand by his side and pour forth whatever he knows is required, not only to assist mankind to be free, but to bless the beings of the elements that have so richly blessed us for so long. Beloved ones of the mighty Saint Germain's heart of freedom, let us enter in tonight to the great heart of love from the heart of creation, the great central sun's mighty outpouring of those blessings through the powers and nature and forces of the elements that have enabled mankind to come into the experienced life in this world and draw forth the powers of the higher mental body through the outer self and set into dynamic action the perfection of life to move into outer physical conditions, the ascended master's glory and perfection for all time to come. It is through your love and gratitude, my dear ones, to the blessed beings that are created especially for mankind's experience in this world, that opens the great treasure house of the universe and enables you to draw forth without limit forever all that can produce the manifested universe, all that is yet to come. And through that love to life, you draw forth the greater powers of manifestation from the great cosmic presence of the great central sun. Tonight we are shedding a radiance everywhere into outer physical conditions of a love so great that only as you can see it from the inner realms of life can you realize how wondrous is the love of life that gives such beauty, such perfection, such boundless supply to the manifested universe. The blessings that are being bestowed upon the powers of nature from our great octave of activity are the outpouring of the sacred fire and cosmic light that I assure you are changing the very qualities in nature, the very activities within the powers of the elements, to give you greater blessing, to bring you greater perfection, to bring you greater joy, which the purity and love of life forever expand through the physical manifestations of this world. Some time ago, the mighty Saint Germain told the messengers in the very beginning of this work that we were changing the elements in certain activities of nature, the powers and forces that are constantly acting to bless mankind, and are drawing the elements of eternal perfection from our great ascended master octave of life and the great cosmic blessings of eternity into the plant life into the mineral life, into the activities of the atmosphere to bring the greater perfection that is to fill the world in the present and future and all time to come. We long ago began the changing of the inner manifestations, the inner activities of the powers of nature and forces of the elements, to undo the desecration that mankind has imposed upon those blessed beings down through the centuries. And now, the cosmic onrush of our greater love, our greater perfection, and our greater power of our blessings to life is concentrating in through and around you, the beloved Saint Germain's family, our purity and freedom, that the rest of life may be strong enough to be victorious over the forces of evil. And those blessings that are concentrating and intensifying and expanding hourly in through and around you all will reveal themselves as time goes on, as the greater blessings you will use to assist your fellow man to more quickly be free. And therefore, that you may have the power to render greater service to life, we are covering you. With our power of love and the greater manifestations and powers you are to use in outer conditions to render this service to which I refer. And the beings of the elements, the powers of nature, will draw to you greater and greater blessings until it will seem as though they almost overwhelm you with their desire to give you their gifts. And you're called through the years for the supply you have required. You will find answered as you give this recognition and feel your daily duty to pour your call for purity, pour out your love, and use your authority to command the freedom of the powers of nature and forces of the elements to hold invincible protection around that which is of God. You perhaps do not understand tonight this which I explain, but in a short time you will, for as we give it to you and it enters into you through the powers of nature and forces of the elements, it will explain itself to you, for it will become part of your own life stream's control of the powers of nature and beings of the elements. They have long served you, beloved ones, since you first took embodiment in this world. And now, as you turn and use the powers of the sacred fire's love to purify and set them free, their love and gratitude to you will be beyond words to explain. And only as they flood you with their boundless blessings and marvelous happiness and beauty incomparable will you realize what a privilege it is to to use the great powers of life to set free the beings that God has created to bless you. And since mankind through the ages has unfortunately created conditions that have caused distress to these blessed beings, if you will give me this assistance, I will show you what happiness is. When you, in the authority of your own life, use love to dissolve the evil of human mistakes. And as you use that love of the sacred fire to bless the beings that have served you, will you find a joy in setting life free that you have never known and will never forget? So if I may have your cooperation, I will have surprises for you in the blessings that will be yours and the manifestations that can come to you through the powers of nature and forces of the elements that I tell you are ecstasy supreme. And only as you begin to feel your power to bring them into outer action will you know what the real joy of life can give to life as it redeems life from the shadows of distress. And if you will begin with the beings of the elements and the powers of nature and flood them with purity and your love to command their freedom, you will not need to ask for supply, because supply will have already come and offered itself to you. And I trust you will understand that that is eternal freedom. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. As you supply or flood forth the purity of the great sacred fire's love to the powers of nature and forces of the elements, as you flood that supply to those blessed beings that do my will and have done your will in the past, will you find, as you have supplied life with that which sets it free, will life in those realms of service to you flood back to you the supply that sets you free? You have long decreed for your boundless supply of every good thing to keep the great balance of life. Now, tonight, I give you the secret. And if you do not quite understand it, be unconcerned. Ask your beloved I Am Presence to make you know inside of yourself what your love can do for the powers of nature and forces of the elements, that they, as your friends and protectors, may use the powers of their realms to protect and supply and bless you. Then you are not subject, my loved ones, to the limitations that the rest of mankind are struggling under at this hour. And I hope you want to be free from those limitations forever. Thank you, precious ones. And since some unfortunate individuals among mankind have again and again desecrated the powers and nature and forces of the elements and destroyed and destroyed and destroyed my handiwork, yet, in the great balance of life, the mighty Saint Germain's family, who I trust are dedicated to freedom, will be glad and happy to use the power of and love of the mighty I Am Presence and of my presence with you to free the powers of nature and the beings of the elements from the desecration that has been imposed upon them. And then we will bring forth a new variety of many, many, many blessings to the earth. Food, flowers, fruit, gems, colors, magnificence beyond words to describe. And yet those great miracles and blessings of God's perfection are so awaiting and opening to flood into this world their glorifying presence, that those of you who are dedicated to freedom will now take up your responsibility and your duty to use the great love of the sacred fire to free those blessed beings and powers of nature from the discord of the past, enfold them and hold them in the purity of that love for the present and the future, and give them the freedom you have the right and the power to give through your calls. And you will find gratitude from those beings will flood you with the blessings of their realms and the garden of paradise will become earth made manifest. This blessed land that is the heart of the world was the beginning of mankind's embodiment on the earth. And that was the garden of paradise. May you, who are dedicated to freedom, free those blessed beings from all impurity and discord, that they too may enjoy the new garden of paradise that my love shall give, my authority shall command, and with your cooperation, we will remove that which has distorted the blessings that were once here in the beginning, and we can return the land and the world to to the perfection that is its eternal manifestation of the incoming golden age that shall forever glorify the beloved I Am presence and the ascended host because of the love they have given to set life free. And if you choose to give the love of the sacred fire to set these blessed beings free, you will know what eternal happiness means in becoming the master presence of the sacred fire's love that simply spreads its almighty flame, a blessing and blessing and blessing into the atmosphere about you until its glorifying presence reveals a new world, and the future holds not one shadow of distress to any part of life. Accept the fragrance of my love tonight, if you will. And if you desire the victory of my heart's flame to free the blessed beings of the elements and the powers of nature that come under my direction, and if you will add to that the blessing of the love of your mighty I Am presence, delightful surprises will flood your world in the future, and you will have closed the door of memory on the conditions of lack and distress and limitation. This will free the body and the mind and the affairs from the shadows that have passed this way. We said long ago we were changing the elements in certain kinds of food and fruits within this nation. Some of that has already gone on. A great deal more is coming. We would like you to enjoy being a part of that, if you so choose. And in giving this service that frees those blessed beings from mankind's impurity and distress, you cannot help but be the joy and freedom of eternity in the great sacred fire's love that glorifies all life with freedom and the perfection of the ascended host forever. So go forward, and I hope you will use this power, and in your own worlds may I place the blessings of this greater perfection we want to bring in through you who are dedicated to freedom. So if you are dedicated to freedom, that you may be free, you must give that freedom by the love of the sacred fire that sets the powers of nature free and the beings of the elements free, for they abide within you as well as within the world around you. And if you set them free, you yourselves must be free by the very love of the sacred fire that you give. May you go forth and give it without limit and be its invincible, glorifying presence to the universe about you, wherever you pass by, until you glorify the source from whence all happiness and perfection and freedom eternally come. thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved Lord the Mahachauhan, for the boundless blessings you have given to us through the ages. Now may we render a service that forever blesses those beings that have blessed us. And in our service to freedom, may we never forget to pour our love and gratitude and blessing to you and to the beings that come under your direction, now and for eternity. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible love of the sacred fires, purity and freedom, to the powers of nature and forces of the elements, that they are forever the protecting legions to those under this radiation with full cosmic power throughout creation. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with such invincible love of the sacred fire's purity to life that wherever we go, we bring the freedom of the ascended host to earth for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Lord the Mahachauhan. And thank you, great powers of nature and forces of the elements, all that have assisted us in our embodiments in this world to come to this service of the light. And as we are dedicated to freedom, may the fullness of all that is required to set these blessed ones free forever fill us with the victory of its almighty cosmic action, that wherever we abide, all life is raised into the purity of the sacred fire's eternal freedom in full cosmic action forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chauhans, the seven great archangels, and to our beloved Lord the Mahachauhan, we call as never before, for the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim to enfold all under this radiation. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one. The sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the sacred fire's purifying love, compel freedom to manifest wherever we abide, and even to the powers and nature and forces of the elements, set those blessed beings free forever from all that is not that love of the sacred fire for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence, and the great beloved Lord the Mahachauhan, and all the great beings who govern those powers of nature and forces of the elements, for all their blessings they have given to us. We ask you to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world enfolding sacred fires, miracle love of eternity, bring its freedom to life wherever we abide. Though we are that freeing presence to all in this world, till all stand ascended and free without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask it flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those under this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and set free in that obedience to the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host that does bring the ascension to all, everywhere, without passing through the change called death. And we thank thee. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the sacred fires, purifying love, bring its freedom to life forever.